This is Estates Gazette news editor Nick Whitten here with Lord Digby Jones. Digby, what's your sort of current thinking on the planning system?
Yeah, see, I get around the country a lot and I see businesses trying to create wealth. I see them trying to create employment, generate profit, which pays tax, which builds your schools and hospitals. And one of the great impediments to wealth creation in this country is actually the planning regime. It's inconsistent. It's also very, very personal, and it almost becomes tribal. And the problem is we've moved from NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard, we're now banana, build absolutely nothing, absolutely nowhere at all. And what we have to do is have planning authorities working with the grain of business so that they don't approach every system and every idea thinking, oh, business is at it. I am really worried, actually, about the tribal socialism of the Labour conference. I'm worried about this seeming hatred of business by all politicians. It seems they get on a bandwagon of hating business and hoping people will vote. It does worry me, and the planning regime can be a route to such amazing release of talent and investment for the benefit of all. Or it can be a stymie to wealth creation, and at the moment I'm worried it's going the latter, not the former.
Do you have any thoughts on the government's proposals to try and allow permitted development rights?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I learned a long time ago, you don't listen to what politicians say, you watch what they do. And when they've done it, I'll let you know.
Fair enough.
All right. Cheers.